Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is your host, Bonnie Gressel, here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about follow-up and how important that is. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how appreciative I am of all of you, taking time out of your busy day, because I know you're busy, to share with me here on the show. I am so honored that you do that. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living necessarily. And perhaps that's why you're here. You know, you come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find value in this Biz Bites with Bonnie. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I always want to make sure that this time is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And please, I always want to remind you that there are plenty of links on the show page. You can join my Facebook group at Entrepreneur Mastery or at Coach Bonnie Gressel. My website is on there, and I always have a free gift for you. And if you go to my website and look for the show, it'll also tell you where all the other internet, you know, podcast directories that this show is aired on. It's kind of all over the world right now, which is just so cool to me that I can reach people everywhere. So, without further ado, let's get into our topic for today, because I want to make these shows that I do solo short, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, and give you value-packed content so that you can go on your day and implement something new, or maybe re-implement something that you've maybe fallen back on a little bit. So today we're talking about follow-up. You know, have you ever heard the phrase, the money is in the follow-up? And it's kind of a common phrase, and it's so true. I mean, if you interact with someone, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this today. If you interact with someone and then you don't follow up, nothing probably is going to happen. So whether it's an email campaign, meeting someone at a networking event, a social event, or just meeting somebody on the street. Now, this isn't just about business. I mean, that's what we're going to talk about on the show today. But this is also true in your personal life. Be true to your word. And if you say you're going to do something, do it. Keep your commitments and follow through. Now, this includes commitments to yourself. You know, when you say you're going to set a goal and you're going to do something like exercise or change your diet, do it. You know, my guest this week, Dr. Sandra Dalton Smith, was on the Gift of Choice show talking about those kinds of things. So this is certainly applicable to your personal life as well. You might want to check out that show. It was a great discussion, a great interview with Dr. Sandra. So today we're going to talk about the business end of things because we're on the Holistic Entrepreneur show. So let's take a look at a few scenarios. First of all, what do you do if you meet somebody at a networking event? You know, maybe you go to networking events and you meet people and you're probably asked, so what do you do? Tell me about what you do. And then the two of you engage in conversation and you find out a little bit more about one another. Now, they maybe seem interested in what you do for themselves, or maybe they have somebody that they can refer to you. So then what happens when the event is over? Do you follow up? How long does it take you to follow up? Do you say you will do something? And if so, do you do it? Do you send them the information? Do you call them? Whatever it is that you said you were going to do as you parted that day. Do you do it that day or do you do it a week later? Do you just follow up with them to let them know how much you enjoyed meeting them? You don't have to like send them information or expect them to buy your stuff or anything like that. Just let them know that you enjoyed the connection. It's all about the follow-up. And if you're not good at this, there might be a few reasons. So let's take a look at a couple of those. One of them, I think, is perfectionism. You know, people want to get it perfect before they share. But I'm telling you, take imperfect action. That's the way to do it. So if you plan to follow up, but then, you know, your website needs to be tweaked or the content that you want to send them isn't, you know, just the way you want it. And so you want to fix that a little bit and it takes you longer to follow up. You've lost precious time. So take imperfect action. You can always make changes and make modifications, but do it. Just do it. And then maybe it's lack of confidence or fear of rejection. You know, maybe you're uncomfortable calling them or texting them or emailing or even sending a card. I mean, snail mail, don't forget about that. People love to get cards in the mail. So maybe you're uncomfortable doing that because of an issue that maybe you're not as confident as you would like to be. Or you fear rejection. You know, do you take those business cards at that, you know, networking event and put them on a pile in your desk with all the rest of your cards? And you don't reach out to them? Do you connect with them to just let them know that you enjoyed meeting them? There's nothing, no obligation, nothing like that. It's just that you wanted to continue the connection. Now, how important is this to you? What kind of message do you send if you don't follow up? You know, so many people take all those business cards and have stacks of them on their desk. I used to be that way too. And then they don't follow up. What does that say to the other person? So maybe you procrastinate because you don't want to hear a rejection. Well, don't expect people to just give you their money, buy your stuff the first time. You need to nurture that relationship first. So it's okay, and I wouldn't pitch somebody on the first interaction anyway. It's kind of like dating. I mean, you don't ask somebody to marry you on the first date. And then if you go on a first date, and then you never call them back, and you said you would, that doesn't go over very well either. You know, I'm going to share a little story with you that my friend and colleague Jennifer Darling uses. It's a neat analogy. Now, this is in the context of a woman. So say you're a woman, and you go on a first date with a guy, and you really hit it off, and then he says he's going to call, but he never calls. Well, here's my spin on it. He never calls, so you feel devastated. And he wouldn't go out with him again if he asked you a few months later. Heck no, you don't want to be hurt again. And you know that he's not a person of his word. He does not follow up. So look at it in terms of relationships, because really all this stuff is about relationships. So now let's take another scenario. What about people who opt into your free offer? Now I'm sure you send them the gift right away, but then what? Do you use an email sequence? You know, tell them a little bit more about you, maybe your struggle and how you've overcome that. You know, being vulnerable shows that you're a real person and are authentic and people can more easily relate to you. Do you tell them, you know, what to expect now that they're on your list, now that you've started this relationship, you know, what's coming next, or maybe they're going to be in your newsletter once a month or whatever. You know, recently I signed up to someone's list and I was very impressed that on the thank you page, there was a video. And he was sincerely telling the subscriber, the new subscriber, who was me in this case, how much he appreciated my willingness to share my email address, because he knows what a big deal that is. And then he followed up with something right away the next day, and I'm sure I'll continue to get follow-ups from him. Now, people often ask, how often should you follow up? You know, how much is too much? You don't want to bother people, and you don't want to, you know, to inundate them with emails. But you want to stay top of mind with great communication and content, and just like you're talking to a good friend, because you've made a new friend, right? So treat them like a new friend. Please don't do what some entrepreneurs do, and that is that they send their free gift when someone opts in, and then they don't do anything for months, or sometimes even a year or more, before they send another message, and then that other message is, buy my stuff. That is never going to work. You need to nurture that relationship. So let's take another scenario. What about somebody that you meet just at a social event and business comes up? You know, you weren't planning on talking about business. It's not a networking event necessarily. But during the conversation, it feels like they would like to stay connected and learn more about you or your business. Or, you know, maybe they have somebody in mind, or maybe they're even interested. How do you honor that? Do you, you know, send them a friend request on Facebook? Do you send them a LinkedIn request? Do you follow up with a call or a text or an email? Do you send a card in the mail? I mean, like I said, people love getting cards in the mail. It's that extra personal touch. Now, not everyone wants to buy something from you, but they may have a referral, somebody that they can think of who can use what you have. Or if they do, you know, need your services, maybe it's just not the right time. There's lots of reasons why you shouldn't, you know, be expecting people to buy something from you right away. Now, you want to stay in people's awareness without being spammy or pushy or like a stalker, but you'll know when it feels right, based on the conversation, whether that's a conversation, you know, in person, or even if it's an email or on Facebook or social media or something like that. You'll know what feels right in terms of how often to send things. Now, if you get out of your own way, because that's what happens with most of us, we're in our own way. It's the fear, it's the lack of confidence, it's the fear of rejection, it's the procrastination. Those are all things that we can control. So if we get out of our own way and just do it, it will be fine. So my suggestion for you and your assignment for the week, should you choose to accept it, is if you are a person that finds it's hard to follow up, I encourage you to get out of your own way, and then it'll work out the way it's supposed to. So go forth this week and every week and follow up. Until next time, believe in yourself and believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.